study abroad. We meet with, talk with, and party with foreign students in Slovenia.
What are they up to?
What are they down for?
And what do they think about where they've come?
We try to find out. Study abroad. On Radio SI.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anna from Poland, and I'm an Erasmus student in Ljubljana. I'm studying international business and economics. Generally speaking, I avoid big cities and capital cities, but when I noticed that Ljubljana is only 200,000 of citizens, I thought like, okay, like it's still a big city, but as for a capital city, it's fine. And I saw the picture of all the center and I thought, okay, that appeals to me. And I also noticed a lot of green areas and mountains, and yeah, I was sold.
What surprised you the most here?
I was positively surprised with the high level of living quality. I mean, like, even like such a maybe for you simple issue like drinking tap water. I've heard also some people in Poland drink or they say, oh, it's fine. But I think like generally speaking, we have this mindset that it's not good to drink tap water because you never know through what the water goes. But here it's super popular and I really like appreciate this. And yeah, the taste is, wow, amazing. And when I just think how much I can even save on the simple water, not mentioning the plastic bottles, of course, that we're also saving. So I really like that you as a country put such an impact on protecting environment.
What differences have you noticed between the study system in Poland, studying here?
Maybe there are not so big differences, but what I like in the system, I could choose between full semester courses or intensive courses. Mm-hmm. And intensive courses are held only, for example, through 1 month, and then they finish with the exam. And I really like this system that it's not like in Poland, all exams at the end and a lot of workload in a very short period of time. Here the workload is more balanced through all the semester. And I think that this way of learning is even more effective.
So we'll take a short musical break at this point.
I've chosen the song Golec Orchestra Młody Maj. It's my favorite band from the very childhood. And I love them because their messages are always positive, music is full of energy, and always when I hear their music, I feel a big sentiment to my country, and especially abroad, it's very important for me to have Polish music.
Study abroad on Radio SI.
So we're back today. We're talking to Anna from Poland. And to start off, what do you miss most?
Polish mountains. Mm-hmm. Even though there are a lot of mountains around, always when I'm in the mountains abroad, I have again this sentiment and I really wish to be back and feel this mood. Of course, my family is more important than mountains, but you know, like with the family, I have the contact still. And because it's my third Erasmus, I used to travel a lot. I think the biggest advantage of traveling is also that you can return after a long break to your country and then you appreciate everything from the very beginning.
You live in what district in Ljubljana, you mentioned?
Krakowo.
Krakowo. A cute coincidence since mm-hmm. you come from Poland? Was yes. that intentional?
When I checked the map of Ljubljana, I saw this district Krakowo and my first thought, wow, it would be so nice to live there. And it was a coincidence that like my flat was from here and I'm super happy.
You come from?
I'm not from Krakowo.
Ah, okay.
I come from Gdańsk, so
Gdańsk.
It's close to the Baltic Sea. But with the heart, I'm more close to mountains. And this is why I also appreciate so much this country. In Ljubljana, like in good weather conditions, you could see Alps now in the snow, and they are so beautiful. And I already saw them so many times while living here. but they're always like amazed me, and they're just like at the end of the street that I took to go to university. Yeah. So it's like,
it's always a nice view.
It makes my day every morning when I cycle to my university and I see those Alps on the horizon. I can also show off that I went up Tree Club.
Oh, you're a better Slovenian than I am.
And it's really like funny because first I heard about this saying, you are not true Slovenian if you don't go there. So when I heard the saying, I thought, okay, probably a lot of you go there because it's like the point of honor or something. And it was so, for me, super funny when I went there and when I returned and I was telling to different Slovenian people about my achievement. And yeah, like I was surprised they were quite young or young as me. So I didn't see any
a reason
problem
not to go,
yet. Then. Why not to go there? Like you, like all Slovenians, no matter from where are you, you are still so close to the mountains, and I went so far away from Poland here. Pozdrawiam Was serdecznie, kochani rodzice, mój kochany braciszku Mareczku i wspaniały mężu. Pozdrawiam Was wszystkich z Lubliany. And if you want to learn some Polish word, the one that is maybe easy to pronounce, so greetings are pozdrawiam.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia. Mondays at 11:30 on Radio SI.